Let's get started. We are in the middle of Tosfos. And Tosfos is in the middle of, after he attacks Rashi, assuming Rashi meant that the Tam is a Kol Shehu that we're talking about, and when Rava says Tam Ke'ikar by Chulin, there's no Tam Ke'ikar by Chulin, he means Tam Mashehu. So Tosfos didn't understand because there's no Tam Mashehu by Kachem Aydem as a general rule. Okay. So now Tosfos goes on to present his own vision of this Gemara. And, have you read recently?
Read once.
Once, okay. Who hasn't read yet this year?
I read half.
Ellie.
Yes.
You're up.
Where are you going to pick up?
Where would you pick up? In the middle of Tosfos. Let's see. Vimira, I think, is the word. Yes, now I hurry, he'll find me, but yes. What's that?
Fourth wide line.
Fourth wide line, okay. We're near on the far edge. Now just one comment methodologically about this sugya, this machlokas of Tam Ke'ikar by Chulin, which is one of the things you want to be able to step back and do at a certain point is to ask yourself, okay, here are all of the pieces in the sugya. In other words, there is the Gemara Nevoh Gezerah Tam Alah Rasha. There's the Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches about Abaye and Rava. You know, there is the Gemara Sugim Sachem, which I don't know how many of you actually have gone through. I don't know if anyone went through it, but it's a long sugya. There are a whole bunch of pieces here that you want to try to be able to put together. And what I mean by that is every Rishon, whatever Hashita, has to have a view that accommodates reading each sugya in a particular way. So Tosfos here is going to have to go through a whole bunch of things. So he says, Okay, now before you go on to the Halacha Shari, so what's problem number one that Tosfos has to address and has to present what I would call the non-obvious reading of the Gemara? It says kachim. It says, Altam kikar de bekachim aser. The implication of the bekachim aser, and the Gemara goes on to quote the pasuk from Chatas, is that by chulin it's muta. And that would be the logical issue. It says, no, la dafka, the bekachim it's aser, because Rav Bishela is kachim, and it's muta, and yet other kachim is aser, so that's why it says it. It's a very, very odd choice to formulate it that way. Alex?
This is probably skipping to the end here, but is it fair to say that on balance Rashi has a much easier time seeing most of these sources?
Yes. Right, now if you were to take this Gemara, okay, you would give a point. You could do this. I mean, it's an exercise. I think you formed an impression. But an exercise, if we were taking a vote, for whom does this Gemara read better? I think Tosfos also would have told you it read more easily the way Rashi read it. So that's a point for Rashi. The one right here. Tam Ke'ikar, and the Tam Ke'ikar, the Bekachim Aser. Kamash Malon, the Hachashari.
He disagrees.
I can see he disagrees with great pain. The point, even Tosfos knows, you have your own creative reading, but here's what we discussed already. However, Tosfos is conceding that you have to say the Bekachim Lav Davka.
The violence does, she does previous.
Yeah. Okay. Continue. This is the gem buried in the middle of Tosfos here, which could have been a game changer, but Tosfos earlier ignores this. Tosfos Dibur Maschel, Manda Amar Beshishim, Savar Basvat Samas, the fourth Tosfos on the page. Tosfos says, and you all were bothered by this, La Drusha Gemurahi, Lemiyalach Minyam, and Yemim Mishen Amino, the Tam Kikar the Raisa, the Hacha Mimimino, who don't be the Raisa, the Tela Beruba. And the Beshishim Amea, Kabbalah Isabiyadam Asmacho Ahai Kora. So now Smachta. Right? So Tosfos actually here has given us a way of explaining why you actually really could have Tam Kikar here. And why it could be Min B'Shein Amina? Why does he say it? What does he say? What is the import of this line in Tosfos? Guys, you read it. What is he saying here? Gail?
He's saying that the Votev is the Usher part.
No.
And therefore it's me to change
out.
No, not the Votev.
If you take out the Usher part.
Am I missing something? Or no, I know, because other Rishonim have quoted Tosas. Look, Tosas says that here it's talking about Tam Gomer. And how do you have Tam Gomer? Because sometimes the Zroa and part of the Ayel are outside of the Roteb, and the Zroa will give flavor in it. Now, one second. But then he says, sometimes there's a lot of Shamnunis of the Zroa al Osomixas. What is Shamnunis?
Grease.
Fats.
Fats?
Saying that
awesome, Shuman awesome. And Basar. Chelem and Basar. One time, two time. I know, but let's say we, that you know, doesn't constrain Tosas, have a Tosas holds. But why does Tosas talk about, it sounds like, why does he talk about the Shamnunis? That's what it sounds like. And it sounds like Zor B'Shela really could have been, in fact, a Mim B'Shela Rino. Namely, you could have the shamnunis of the Zroa that flavors the basar of the ayil. That's what Tosas is saying. He's saying it's real tam.
Yeah,
it wouldn't make sense what he's saying if it was the same tam. That's not real tam anymore. Why does he go? Nobody's spoken about the shamnunis in the Gemara. They spoke of basar and atzamos. Yehuda?
Can't we also say it's different shemot? Because the Zroa has a shem Zroa and the other things are different shemot. So the meats are different.
I assume that meat, other than fat content, I assume that for the meaning it's a little juicier, I assume meat that comes from various parts of the animal, unless it's organ meat. Muscle meat is muscle meat.
Okay, so what about organ meat? Organ meat is shame.
What's that?
What about the organ meat? Like the liver doesn't taste anything like the pasta of the Zroa.
Okay, but fortunately with this, but here's the point. For that, the Zroa is for sure batel, the muscle meat of the Zroa is batel and the muscle meat of the rest of the animal before it even gets to the organs. So that's not an issue. That's not. No, that issue doesn't concern me.
What if we say Mimbamina low batel at all? Then it would not be batel compared to the organ.
You're now just forgetting the Gemara. The whole point of the Gemara is that even Rabbi Yehuda is moving here.
Why
is it? That's what the Gemara is about. It's whole turrets. There's a whole, as I'm saying, forgetting the Gemara.
Well, like, if the Gemara is saying the same point about Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't that have to be Mimbamina?
What's that?
Wouldn't Ron Dorshel's case only works if it's Mimbamina?
Only, but Rabbi Tosas is working with a Rabbi, not with an Abai. In the second Mahalach. Alex?
Robert, are you arguing that the grease/fat vis-a-vis
the Zroa is immune to shame? The Gabe, the other part of the aisle, yes. And that's what Tosas sounds like they're saying. Look at that line again. He says, and he says, Now that in itself might have been memino, but then he says, "Vezimne nami sheish b'shamnunis hazroa harbe al osomixas at shelo yehim rov b'osomixas levatlo." Sometimes you even have a rove of the shamnunis. Uvechol inyan sheivashel hitarkasa. The Torah does not specify cooking instructions for the aisle and the zroa b'shela, except for that you cook it with the aisle. Right, it doesn't tell you to make sure it's all on the rotev, so all the shamnunis of the Zroa distributes. So Tosas is saying we're talking about potentially tam gomer here, and the Torah says it's permitted.
But
that's not tam mashu.
No, I get that part, but when you have a slab of meat, is the slab of meat within itself? I mean, we know because you brought meat and you brought shuman.
So. The answer is the meat, a slab of meat has two tamim. I'm assuming the fat is not marbleized here, not evenly distributed. So the fat is concentrated in one place.
Okay.
Right, so the answer is that might be mibishe nomina. Yeah, maybe a piece of meat has, if it has separate fat, might be two different things, which is perfectly logical. Fat, in fact, does taste different than meat.
It's called different meat.
Does it have the same flavor?
But it's more, if we go back to the...
Here's my question for you, Alex. If I have regular meat in a pot and a piece of nevela meat falls in, will you be able to taste it? No. If I have fat in a pot and a piece of meat falls in, will you be able to taste it?
I get it from that perspective, but I'm saying from the other perspective, they're an organic entity.
We're interested in taste. We're shachniks. Okay, at the end of the day, the Shach is right. When it comes to Min B'Mina, what we're talking about in discussion, it means two different flavors. We don't care about the Shemosh Sugya, that has nothing to do with Tam. Nothing to do with well, it's the definition of Min B'Mina Mino. When we talk about Shishim and Meah, you know, and the difference between Min B'Mina and Min B'Mina Mino, we don't mean in the sense of what you call it. We mean what it tastes like. That was the point that we have not read inside, but that whole long Shach, which you need to do. I think it's Sifkat al Hay or something like that.
There's nothing like novel about the idea that I cut this meat right off the cow and now it's two minim?
Not at all. Why? It's not two minim, it's two different parts of the animals, different flavors.
Right, which we then go on to say mean chinomino.
That's a malitz, that's what I'm trying. The Shach's point is that when we talk about mimishenomino beno Saint Tom, Minatoro, those we show in Saint Tom Kiikar, they're talking about Tom. It's not Min B'She'en Omino. It just happens to be that typically Min B'Mino is the same flavor by definition, and Min B'She'en Omino typically is a different flavor. But I cannot stress that enough.
So then, is a strawberry with its stems, for example, Min
B'She'en Omino? Does a strawberry taste the same as its stem? I think its stem is food, so it doesn't really matter. But the answer is that if the stem were food, right, then it would be two different minim of taste. With the relevant nafka minas that emerge from that, yes. Yes.
I'm searching for an example in my head that sort of pushes the boundaries of this, because it seems to me to be...
You should have said that, Esro, Tam, Eitzo, Perio, Shalom. Anyway.
You could say like on an individual cut of meat of different areas.
Organ meat would be a good example. If you took, you know, the liver or some organ with the surrounding muscle tissue around it and you put them together, yes, it's two minim. It's... Not for, it might even be two different shemos, but we're not, I don't know how.
I get that.
Yes, they taste different.
So,
there you go.
What about different cuts of beef?
Assuming they really tasted distinctly, it'd be one thing, but I don't think, other than the fact that one may be a little juicier, it's fundamentally the same taste.
What about white beef or dark beef?
It's also the same thing.
No, it's very different.
I would agree that they're very different. So the answer is yes. Hold on. There is a, let's see, where is this tshuva? I saw this tshuva this morning. I wanted to distinguish between two things that taste really different and two things that taste only a little bit different. He wanted to explain a funny shach, which he perceived the stira in, where the shach seemed to say that the suffix of Min B'She'en Omino was only the Rabbanim. And we know that the B'She'en Omino is the Raisa. So this, the person, it might have been to the Nevi Yehuda, who wanted to argue. Yes, I think it was the tshuva of the Nevi Yehuda had to do with getting kosher liquor on Pesach. And in the course of that tshuva, in trying to explain this, I think it was in that tshuva, the stira and the shachs, so somebody wanted to say there's a difference between big difference in tam and little difference in tam. That big difference in tam is tam kikud daraisa. Little difference in tam is only tam kikud darabanan. And I think the Nevi Yehuda, he doesn't think it's compelling, but he thinks even if it's possible, miyagid lanan. How do you decide what's a big difference and a little difference? I'm pretty sure. I don't know when you talk about different cuts of meat, Yair. I don't know how much. And there is a threshold up until when we say it tastes the same. Maybe identical, but it's close enough in taste, one doesn't flavor the other. Whereas if you were to take, let's say, sweetbreads, and you were to cook them with muscle meat, I presume that tastes are very different. David? I'm sorry, Alex, you can finish.
So when a drop of milk falls in chicken soup, I wanted to mishire it. I have to exclude from my calculation all the carrots and all the, and any vegetable that don't taste like meat in it.
Why?
Because that's a completely different...
It doesn't matter. The tom distributes throughout.
I don't know, if I taste a carrot that's in chicken soup, if I taste a fully carrot out of chicken soup and you tell me that it tastes like it came from chicken soup or from lentil soup or from...
You seem like the milk is different than the...
I don't think I'm going to taste it.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will.
Yeah.
I would. I vote for the chicken soup if it's carrots, but yes. David? No, David, you were at your hand was up first.
The line perhaps is, you know, where we discussed in the previous issue about the fela. Something that, like, these nuances and distinctions of taste that we're getting to, you know, you reach a point where you need an expert to really be able to ascertain. So the question is really why do we need, you know, do we need better?
Well, you know, so if you accept the Rashba's thesis, Tam Hanirgash Shlero Ben Adam is what's called Tam, then it probably, we don't care the difference between Katz and Asami. Yeah. But if not, That issue was not a dead issue. One of the really interesting issues that we didn't talk about yet. When we finish this Gibel also, I'm going to ask you, I don't know if you'll get the chance to read through them, but I will summarize for you most of the Pesachei Tshuvas up there. There's very little on the list of the Siman, but there's some very interesting Tshuvas that are discussed, including the question of Ti'ima, whether it's permissible to taste trade food. And it would seem, on the Tainis, the Gemara in Brachos suggests that Ti'ima is permissible on a Tainis. The question, what does Ti'ima mean? And in that discussion in the Rivash, the Tshuva the Rivash, in which he just makes the observation that if you're tasting, there are really actually arguably three ways of tasting, but it's not clear whether everybody realizes there is. One is to taste with your tongue. The second is to take it into your mouth, chew it, and then spit it out. And the third is to swallow less than a shear. So on a Tainis, Ti'ima is permissible. The question is, which Ti'ima? And in that discussion, in the Tshuva the Rivash, he notes that more people will be able to distinguish the tam if you chew and swallow than people who would just like to take a taste with the tam. They're a kfela. You know, a kfela will be able to taste, and it is true, sometimes things you only taste when you swallow them, or you only taste aspects of them when you swallow them, or your mouth only starts to burn if you swallow them. Whatever it is, a kfela is better equipped even without the swallowing. So there certainly is a discussion of that. The issue of who can do Ti'ima. The Ramah, the problem is the Ramah in Simen Mem Gimel, I think, the Mem Aleph, talks about, I know very little about Trefus, but it's about the Mara. The Mara, I think, is the gallbladder. And the question is, somehow they thought sometimes the liver could absorb, the gallbladder is missing, so it's a Trefa. Not everybody, I think, agrees to that, maybe, I'm not sure. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But let's say sometimes it was believed that the gallbladder could have gotten wrapped up in the liver. So how do you know whether it's so or not? So the answer is you're toeing the Lashono, the liver, to see whether there's bitterness there, whether there's gall there. And if there is, then you know it swallowed up the gallbladder and it's fine. So the Ramah writes that we permit Ti'ima here because most of the time, I think the Ramah says because there are many poskim anyway who think that it's not a problem in the first place. So they ask some Achron want to be medayik on the Ramah, but if that's the case, why does the Ramah later seems to hold as a stira? The Ramah later holds that Ti'ima Sisra works, right? By tznon shechatacho b'sak in shalbasar, if you cut a radish with a meat knife in basar b'chalav, and so the question is, what do you do? But according to the Ramah, it sounds like the only reason why I permit it in the first place is because there are many who hold that it's not asr anyway.
What's not asr?
Even if the mara is chasera, if it's missing.
What about the liver before you salt it?
What's that?
Can we talk about the liver before you salt it?
No, that's a different question. That's the taste. That's an issue that comes. The taste of kaveh if it's salty, separate issue. Anyway, so the answer that some of the Achronim give with the Ramah is not that it's not that we wouldn't be somech upon someone's tasting otherwise. It's that there's a difference between whether or not you chew it up and swallow it versus you just taste it with your tongue, which might mean taking it into your mouth, but not more than not swallowing anything. So the issue is still a live issue. That recognition that. In some cases, when Ti'ima would help clarify things, who is capable of tasting? Okay. Matt?
I think Rash totally answered this on Tzadikana and Aleph. He said, Shani Chela is in the
Fe. What, where? What Tosis?
Shani Chela is in the Fe.
Yeah.
Because there, if this was in the Shem, that's the place where it's talking. And instead, he's just saying that, it spreads out. So I don't read this posos over here as saying anything more than that. I don't think this is an indication that this could possibly be considered the Mishenu Mina.
Who says that that's not the Mishenu Mina?
I think that's the Chiddush.
Where do you see that that's not the Mishenu Mina? I mean, I can't prove anything Tosos has, but the opening line in the Shulchan Aruch assumes that Chela and Basar have two tamin, which is pretty logical, actually. Shoot you, okay? Right after I shoot Alex, I think, who's talking about this. Get the idea out of your head. Min b'mino, min b'sheino mino is terminology, is borrowed from the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, but it has nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. In fact, I don't think that did the Mishnah ever use the term min b'mino, min b'sheino mino?
Yes,
it does. Okay, fine. So min b'sheino mino and min b'mino, when you're, I have to just think how it works out there. When you're talking about less than shishim, this is the point the Shach makes. It's a melitza that's borrowed. When we talk about shishim and not shishim, that min b'mino midoraisa requires rov, and shishim's midorabanan, and min b'sheino mino, according to many Mishonim, requires shishim min ha-Torah, they don't mean min b'mino in the sense that Rabbi Yehuda, who says min b'mino, is never batel. They mean ta'am is not batel. Okay, so min b'mino, min b'shimino are just convenient handles. Right, ounce, right, they're just convenient handles. That's all. You're going to tell, just... You're going to tell me that if I take fat and then I cook it with the meat, because you're going to claim that they're considered the same, even though they have different taste. Therefore, the Rishonim who say that Tam Ke'ikar is Doraisa are going to say Minat Torah is Batal Barov. That's why the Shach scratches his head. What is the Rama talking about?
I think you said it. Isn't that in Rashi? And on Tosos?
No. Tosfos is saying that the chela, I don't even see what you see in Tosfos. What does that have to do with anything? That's just saying that he holds that the chachamim, we didn't make the gzera on Shuman Hagid to be anything more than the gid. So therefore, since a gid cannot be no Saint Tam in the rest of the Yarech, because it has no flavor, therefore, even though the Shuman might actually be no Saint Tam, since it's only mid the Rabbanan, it was not part of the gzera mid the Rabbanan.
What? Only saying that the gid
operates
the same, the Shuman of the gid operates the same way?
Yeah, in other words, the flavor disseminates, but we ignore it. Because we only asser...
So if we're...
We ignore it because the whole Isser Midat Torah it's mutter. The Shuman Agir is mutter, Ela Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, V'Nogu Bo
Isser. I understand. Don't we have to, how does that work? How does it not?
It means we say that you can't eat it be'en, but there's no Isser of Tam. That's all. The same thing. Haberia Hama'usa, according to the Shulchan Aruch, an ant is just like that. You cannot eat an ant whole. But if you cook in the pot, and there were some ants there, even if they're enough to be no Saint Tom, it's considered Davar Mos. So you can see that, that the Gufa Davar can be Aser, but its Tom can be Mutter. That's a totally at a different angle for a different reason.
Right.
One, because it's Pagum, one, because it's Midrabanan, and in principle, we're not willing to let the Shuman Hagid be more Hummer than the Gid itself. And since the Gid has no capacity to spread Tom, because it has no Tom, they were, it's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush, but that's what... That's not what's saying in the words. So just, unless you're a Ramad devotee, and you refuse to let go, accept what the Shach says, and I think the Echrona will accept this, is that when we're talking about min b'sheino mino in terms of tam, everybody agrees as lina and basar taima. The question of min b'mino, min b'sheino mino, whether you go basar shein, basar tam, that means once you were mevatel the tam, but now you're dealing with truma which requires mea. Or you're dealing with Arlan, Kalara, Karen, which require Masayim. Or you're dealing with the Ayin Esach and Tevel, which are not Batel, even not, they're not, there's no Bittel at all, but only by Min B'mino. Then you go Basar, then it's Machlokas Abayi Rav, whether you follow Shem or Tam. And even according to Abayi there, it's still, you look at what the Tam is. But if you're talking about less than Shishim, more than Shishim, and whether we're dealing with the Reis of Rabbanu, of course Azlina Basar Taim. So now we can. So that's interesting that Tosus has actually resuscitated the possibility that Zohar B'Sheila could even be a Min B'Sheinu Min. It could be real Tom. That's what Tosus says. It's real Tom, not Tom Ashenu. Tosus continues.
Zirava,
lo pali arabiotan, dimishras atavata hankeker, midrasha gmuragi, the loas machta, dimidurbi kiva, nishma, the rabbanan, the darish la laheter, the starfacer, the loki.
Okay, so what is this point that Tosis is making? Rashi says that the drasha and sachem that the Chachamim make, that Mishras teaches you tam ke'ikar, Rashi says the Amorai Basrai held up as an asmachta. And why does he say that's not true? Why, Alex?
Because the Rabbanan and Adramar are learning.
No, they don't say Malkos. They don't. Rabbi Akiva learns from that very same pasuk. And the Gemara juxtaposes, it says, what did the Chacham, Rabbi Akiva learns from Mishras, Heter Mitzdayar Flisser. What is Heter Mitzdayar Flisser, by the way? Right, in other words, if you have two substances that you eat together, but one, it's a little complicated, one actually hasn't transformed the other, but you eat it together, and part of its iser, part of its mutter, and together it adds up to a kezias. Tam ke'ikar is when the entire thing has been flavored by the bread and wine. I'm not quite sure how to deal with it.
Well, mishras is kind of different. It's not exactly like partially iser, partially heter, because like the definition of mishras.
I know, that's why I didn't understand. The way it's classically explained, the Rishonim explained, heter mitzdarif iser means when you eat in one bite, heter and iser, and the heter that you eat is mitzdarif to the iser to make the kezias. Whereas tam ke'ikar means you're eating, in effect, what was the heter, but it has absorbed flavor throughout the yisr, which I don't understand, because if you soak your bread in wine, I would say the bread tastes wine flavor now. I mean, I don't know.
We're talking about bread or water in Mishras. Anything
soaking? Shara pito bayayin. No, the water in grapes, that's tam ke'ikar. That's not heter mitzdarif iser. You pull the grapes out. You're only eating the heter there. So if you're going to claim it's a daraisa, it's tam ke'ikar. It's not heter mitzdarif iser. That's what I'm thinking. You soak part of the bread, so you have the wine in that, you have another part of the bread, you eet it all together, that's called Heta Mitzdafli. So it's a little fuzzy for me. But bottom line is the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're located on Heta Mitzdafli, which means it's a real drasha. In which case, Heta Mitzdafli, I believe, is limited to Isurei Nazir. In which case, when the Gemara says, and what do the Chachamim do with Mishras? And they say, Latam Ki'ikar. It means that it's a real drasha, says Tosfos. It's not a fake drasha. That's what he says. Umi de Rabbi Akiva Nishma L'Rabbanan. From the way Rabbi Akiva used the Pasuk, which is your loke, on Het of Itzdaf Lisser, we see for the Rabbanan that Tam Ki'ikar is an Issa Dereisa. Okay. And I just out of curiosity, by the way, did any of you look at the Sugim Sachem? What's the makar for Tam Ki'ikar? One possibility of Mishras, but it's not the only possibility. No. Giule Klei Midyan. Now, is there a difference between those two? I mean, they're two different topics. Correct. So one nafgamina is Malkus. But whether you derive from one or the other makes another potential nafkamina. The Nodi Behuda writes this in a tshuva. It's quoted in the Pesach Tshuva. He thinks that Tam Ki'ikar is only the Rabbanan, only the Raisa, if you learn from Mishras. Tam Ki'ikar is only the Raisa of Sin Isolav, not of Sin Isarasei. Can you think of a popular Isarasei? Not Yula Kibinin, that's not him. A popular food that's only us because of Isarasei? What? Challah? It's tevel. Yeah, challah is an issur for zarim like truma. It's kodesh. Non-kosher milk. Hayotze min hatameh tameh, hayotze min hataratar. It's only an asay. You don't get malchus if you eat pig's milk, drink pig's milk, or trefa's milk. Better, more importantly, trefa, actually. That might be lemaisa. But trefa's milk is asay min hatar, but it's only an issur asay, because it's yotze min hatameh. So the Nodi Yehuda claims, I'm not sure he may accept this in Maskana, that Tam Ki'ikar is only Doraisa by Lavin, if you learn from Mishras, not by Aseis. Which means, if you had... Well, if you learn from Klei Midyan, then you would say that Tam Ki'ikar would apply even by Aseis.
Oh, okay.
Right? The assay is the kashir clay medium. If you learn from Mishras, then it means that tam ki ikar only applies by Yisrei Lavin. You don't know that it applies by Yisrei Aseis, which would matter in the case of Nishbach. In other words, all of a sudden now, if you're talking about, you know, Bisar, Behema, Tamea, that got mixed into your pot, and you know you had a rope, but you don't know if you had Shishim, and it's different flavor, so you'd say it's a Sveka Daraisa, and you have to be Machmir. But if it were non-kosher milk that got mixed into your pot, and you know you had a robe, but you weren't sure whether or not you had shishim, now he would say that tom kicker is only Darabanu. What? Really? I think Rashefka would say that the milk in your house might be non-kosher.
Why do you have Bissal Behem and Tmei in your house either?
What's that?
It's a question, why do you have Bissal Behem and Tmei in your house also?
No. Nevela.
Yeah. Would it also be Asi Docho Tese questions? We have situations where... Could you have that? Not sure.
No. Okay. I say, an assay that we talked about, Ben Rabos assay, is not an right. Isser assay.
My question is, is an assay Docho an Isser assay? That's my
question. The answer is no.
It's not.
No. The Gemara says, my only the high assay, my high assay. The Gemara himself and
Dachim. Right, exactly. So that would be enough.
I'm sorry. Okay, fine, fair enough. Yeah, that's complicated, but yes. So you could possibly say that. Okay, anyway. So now...
What would Rashi say about this?
So I think... you have to learn the whole sugya, but there are other opinions in the sugya. There are other opinions that Mishras... what you can't learn... one possibility, firstly, could be is that you have multiple things for tam ki ikar which are limited to the snakes who are bon kachan and therefore in melandim. In other words, it might be limited to the case of Yisrei Nasir, but nothing else. And Gila Kalimidya. You have to learn that sugya. Okay? Continue. Yeah.
Viha Adamar Abaye, Perkula Basar, Shmamina, Tamo, Veloma Masho, Be'alma Doraita, Idra Banan, Basabachala, my time of the Rabbina Lehu, to Kiddushu.
Nami. So the Gemara later says the following. Avaya says, from the fact that the Torah, we know that Tam Avolam Amasha, which we call Tam Ki Ikar, is generally the Raisa. Because if we're only mid Rabbanan, then why couldn't you learn from Basar B'Chalav, which is the classic case of Tam Ki Ikar? And the answer must be, because Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. Why is the Chiddush, what's the Chiddush in Basar B'Chalav? No, the Gemara erases that and rejects it, because Kelayim is like that.
Rashi says that on the dot right there.
No, that's the Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara rejects it explicitly. The Maskana is because you could soak the milk all day, meat all day in the milk, kavush, and it's not asr. The Itaru le kule yoma b'chelba, it's mutter, but if you cook it, it's asr. Right? All other isurim of... well, right, we generally assume we don't, in all other areas of halacha, whatever the status of tam ki ikar is, it doesn't make a difference in how the flavor transferred. Through heat, through salting, through pickling. But basar b'chalav has to be through cooking. Why? Because it says in the Torah, lo sevashel gediba halei bimo. So therefore, it's a chiddush, and that's why you don't learn. So by this is a chiddush, who says that you need the sinas tam? Maybe if you cook meat and milk, you pull the meat out, and for some reason you don't taste the milk. Maybe it would be asr. It should be asr. It should be asr, right? If basar b'chalav is unique and different than everything else, so Rava responds and says,
"Amar lach Rava, derech bishul."
That should be Amar lach Rava. It should be Amar le Rava.
Amar le Rava.
What does Amar lach Rava mean?
Rava would have told.
Rava would have said. It makes no sense in that Gemara. It's Amar le Rava. Rava said to him,
"Amar le Rava, derech bishul asra Torah."
Which means Tosis explains,
"Hirush leolam derabanan."
So it means, no, that's not Akasha. Derech Bishul Asur Torah. Bishul means, why do you cook things together?
To add taste.
So that's what Rava says. And really, Tam Ki Ikar, he's saying, is only the Rabbanim. That's a pretty good raya for Rashi. So now, and I'm going to put this one in the Rashi column, Alex. Tosa says, nah. Go ahead. Yeah, Rava's just being doche. He's saying it's not a good proof. Why? Yep, that's all. In other words, no raya from here. Yeah, I know. I know, Alex. Okay, next. This one really gets thorny. Okay?
What was the answer?
What? is that Rava wasn't arguing Abaye, Rava was arguing Abaye's Diyuk. It's not that he thinks that Tom Kikar is the Rabbanon, it's just that your proof, Abaye, is not a good proof. You can't prove it's the Raisa, because if it were the Rabbanon, the reason, then Basar B'Chalav, which would then not be the source for it, would in fact be also even if there were no Tom. No. Even if Tom Kikar is the Rabbanon, you can't learn from Basar B'Chalav because it's a Chiddush. Basar B'Chalav still requires an Asinas Tom because Derech Bishol Asra Torah. That's what he says. So therefore, I could be Rav agrees with Abaye. He just thinks that Abaye's proof is a bad proof. Okay. Okay, so let's stop for a second here. That's the really thorny Gemara. The Gemara says, in the name, I think, of Rabbi Yochanan, Tama umamasho asur v'lokan alav, Tama v'lomamasho asur v'ein lokan alav. Now, theoretically, there are two ways to understand asur v'ein lokan alav. What are those two ways? The Raisa or the Rabbanon, right? Could be the Raisa, you don't get Malkus. There are a lot of things the Torah says you're not supposed to do. But it doesn't mean you get Malkus for everything, right? There are all sorts of rules on when you get Malkus and so on. You don't get Malkus if it's a lav shema maisa. You don't get Malkus if it's a lav anita klase. You don't get Malkus if it's a lav shiva chalos. And you don't get Malkus if it's a lav haba mechlal ase, an isser ase. There are all sorts of rules, and occasionally a few other lavim thrown in for whatever reasons also. So you don't get lav anita latashlumen, right? You steal money. Or you, if you wound somebody else, remember from Ksuvos? What's the rule of thumb if you hit somebody? Hit him hard enough that you chayav a shava puta, because if you don't hit him hard enough, then you get malchus. Okay? So, like Hanan Bisha almost. Remember Hanan Bisha?
He flicked
the guy's ear, and they came to Beis Din, and apparently the chayav was like a chatzi, whatever that dinar was. But the dinar wasn't, it was a little bit defective, so it was hard to money change. So Hanan Bisha went, and he whacked him again in the ear and said, okay, here's the full dinar. Okay? So anyway, so you hit him hard enough, because you don't hit him hard enough, and you do damage of less than a shava puta, you chayim office, right? But once you pay money, it's not a kilei d'rabine, it's a lava nitan l'tashlumen. Okay.
The issue of
La Yosef, yeah. La Yosef ben Yosef. So hit him hard. Okay, not that hard, just hard enough to do a puta's worth of damage. Okay. Don't hit him at all. That's the correct instruction. But if you're going to hit the person, which means you're Russia already, be a clever Russia. Okay. We like our Rishayim clever, right?
V'hainu v'mino d'midoraita v'ruva bato v'ta'amo mamasho d'ka'amar hatam d'lokin kegon sh'ha'isar v'einu makira.
Whoa, 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 what did he just say there? That's like, you feel like sleight of hand. V'hainu v'mino d'midoraita v'ruva bato. Tamo v'lo mamasho means what? You can taste it, but the mamish isn't there. That means memamino, which is bata
l'ro.
Isn't
that just an okinta?
What?
Isn't that just an okinta?
An okinta? Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, so Tosus making okinta, that's what Tosus does.
No, this is not an okinta. This is taking a steamroller and running over the language. Wait, and watch for the next one. Tamo, go ahead. That's tamo v'lo mamasho.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's tamo mamasho then? In other words, the piece of Isser, Tama Masha, means you can see it and you still eat it. Yeah. What's the Gemara? What's the Chiddush of the Gemara? I can see the Isser there, and I say, you know, I'm eating the same thing. I have a piece of Nevela meat mixed into kosher meat, and I recognize the Nevela piece of meat in the stew. And I eat it. Yeah, what's the hamamim you wouldn't get malchus? What's the chiddush? Okay, but that's what he says. And then,
v'ti katani ta'amo v'lo mamasho asur v'ein lo kinalav u'adin afilu ta'amo mamasho im ein makiro ala milta de psika nachet b'chol enyan.
Right, so it sounds like ta'amo v'lo mamasho, the way Tosus reads it, means you pulled the yisur out. You recognize that you pulled it out. So it's just ta'am in there and it's batel baruch. And tamo mamasho is when you recognize the Isser. And Tosa says, in a hanami, you could have said, tamo mamasho, when you're not makir and so, ain lokin alav. Right? Yehuda?
That's not as ridiculous as you're saying. You could have thought, I mean, deoraita, something is batel, it's mixed into a greater mixture, one part of the mixture, even if you could recognize it. It says, no, as long as you can recognize it, it's not batel.
You really have to be kidding me.
That's what I'm saying. Admittedly, I wouldn't have said
no,
it.
That's
not,
that. No, Tosis, that is obviously what you might have felt otherwise. Why would anybody have thought that otherwise? This is all circular. I can't say that a svara in Tosis is very difficult and problematic, because Tosis says it, so you see it's not so difficult and problematic. Thank you. That's excellent. Okay.
And the Mishnayos that we saw in Trumos, also see peace in the situation. But, this is bad, and,
where?
The Mishnayos that we saw where we specifically had, Yisurim Be'en, where you were taking issue with the definition of such mixtures as Saharobos to begin with.
Are you makir the Isser? Can you identify? Can you point it out? No. None of those cases could you point it out. That's the whole point. When we don't say, the fact that it's discrete pieces and one of them is Asa, that's not called, Tam on a Mashal, that you're makir the Isser, because you're not makir the Isser, right? Yidiyah does play a role, obviously, but one of the thorny issues that we're going to have to deal with in the next simon is to what extent Yediyah plays a role in certain things. We dealt with touch on a little bit about the Truma. One fell in, the other fell in. Yediyah obviously plays a role in at least one case. If I have three pieces of salami on the desk, two kosher and one non-kosher, if I recognize the non-kosher salami, it's not batel. If I don't, it is batel. Yes?
Why if one of them is the middle, one was fake, one was banged to make, and you
don't? Why? Firstly, it doesn't say that you can know them. It's blalon. You have to mix them up. Yeah.
Not on proper sense.
I don't care. That's I'm leaving aside the ragged sheet. If all the Rishonim, that's not an Issa Daraisa. Right? Let's say you ground them up because you were gonna, it's easier to burn them that way on the burn them on the Beis Hadeshen or something like that. Or whatever the reason is, it has to be ground up. Correct. I don't think we say you might not be able to get Malkus if they can't give you a shame, a shame Isser. Maybe on when you're eating it, but I don't think anybody says that when it's standing separate and you know that each one is also, you just don't know why, that's different than, right? I think that's okay. Different. Kale?
Maybe it's the case where you're makiri halfway through eating the Nevela part. And you stop. Then maybe so retroactively it becomes not mixed in. It'd be difficult to eat amazes unless you had intention.
Persistence is usually a good quality. Move on. Okay. Go ahead.
Inami. Nakat Veloma Masho, Lurabuta, Zahil Hafi Asir.
All right, there's no Kiddush in Tama Uma Masho, it's Tama Veloma Masho. And nonetheless, it's still Asir. I mean, that is such a difficult reading in the Gemara. Right? Why are they even using the words Tama? Okay.
Why did Tosfos say this? He had other options.
He didn't.
He goes on to give other options.
Okay, so here, this is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have that other option. See, Rabbeinu Tam thinks, as you're going to see, that Tam Ke'ikar means that it is a hadre le'isura kama, and you get malchus for it. Rabbeinu Tam thinks that even if you can just taste it, if you don't have kezayis b'chei achilas pras, Rabbeinu Tam thinks it's asa min ha'tam. Right, so Rabbeinu Tam, you can ask why didn't in the first place did he choose to adopt the Shita, but once he has this Gemara, he's going to have to force. It's the way it is. So now, yes, I agree that the Rimeir lines reading is a much more reasonable reading. And in fact, it's a perfectly reasonable reading of that Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam's is strained. That's just the way it is. The Odei Shlomar. Okay, so fine, thank you. The Gemara of Adazar is talking about Mimbish Eino Mino. And again, two things of different town. Okay? Now, in effect, whose reading is this? Let me ask the question differently. Is this the Rimeir Alliance reads this way, but does this part of the Tosfos read the way the Rimeir Alliance does? In other words, when you stop in Tosfos now, when it says, Osir v'ein lokad alav, what does that mean?
It's not, you don't have a
that's not chatzishir. That's not an isr of chatzishir.
Why not?
No. To normally to eat a chatzishir, you have to eat a ben.
Oh,
Will you be less than a kazai?
I don't think anybody who says tam kikr's daraisa calls it because it's chatzi shir. Tam kikr is its own issue. Whatever it's not, it's not chatzi shir. Chatzi shir has to be bad.
It kind of sounds like chatzi shir. We're saying it's less, because it's less than a kazai, you don't get malka. Usually when you say that, you mean chatzi shir.
No, that's not the only reason you don't get malchus. You don't get malchus for the remer alliance if it's the raisa, because tam kikar is a separate iser of mishras, of gilei klei midyan, which is only an aseh. Right now, there is a drasha for chatzi shir kol chelav v'chol dam lo sochelav. So what I want to know is, I almost why I was struck, and I've learned this Tosas before. Before you get to the remer alliance, Tosas hasn't taken as Tosas says, Gemara Avodah Zarah is min b'she'eino mina. Tama v'loma masho, not loke, aser. Tama v'masho, aser v'loke. What is tama v'loma masho? Less than a kazayas v'techilas pras. Tama uma masho, a kazayas v'techilas pras, or more. So now the question is, when he says this, is he thinking already at this point that, what's the nature of the iser of tama v'loma masho, that aser v'ein loke and love? Daraisa derabanan. Ellie?
What's the difference between mamasho and be'ein?
Watch for Rabbeinu Tam's Be'en?
Yeah, just like...
Rabbeinu Tam's Be'en is I cannot identify the piece.
I see, so Mamasho just...
Tama, where's Tama or Mamasho or Ena or Tama or Lamasho here? I can't identify, it's all ground up, I can't identify where the Yisr is. So I want to know, in these couple of lines in Tosus at the top, right now, does Tosus think that the Tama or Mamasho, Tama or Lamasho, Asr, V'en Lokan Alav, is that the Raisa or the Rabbah? He then says, "V'hari meir Rav Reb Yosef meir lines ha'yem efarish to afal gad the tam kikar the reisa lo laki atam afilu shelo b'mina." And he goes on to explain why. Is that just an extension of the first part, or is it something separate?
Wait, what was your original question?
Tosa says v'odi shlomar beginning of the page the hasam ayir b'shelo b'mina v'hecha dika kazayis v'techilas pras kari le tam u'mamasho and yelokin ala v'hecha deleka kazayis pras k'deachilas pras. Kare le taimo v'lo mamasho, which the Gemara says, aser v'en lokan alav. So my question is the harimi or lines that follows just an elaboration on the shita, or is it another opinion, which agrees to the reading of the Gemara, but adds a twist? In other words, I want to know at this stage in Tosfos, is this the shita of the Rambam, is really what I'm asking. And you know, what's the Rambam shita? I probably mentioned it. The Rambam shita is that if you don't have a kazayis bechtei achilas pras in the taroves, then it's aser b'derabanan. Aser v'ein lokan alav. If you have a kazayis bechtei achilas pras, the Rambam says, aser v'lokan alav, provided that
you
eat a pras, meaning you eat, or whatever. Assuming it was exactly kazayis
bechtei achilas
pras.
Aser b'derabanan chasishir.
Correct. Right? In other words, that's no longer batel. That's there. It's like, in other words, I said to you before that when you eat chatzi shir, it has to be be'en. That's called be'en for the Rambam. It's like taking, you know, the meat on the sandwich, and I eat half, you know, I eat less than a kazayis of meat, right? Trade meat. That's not called bitaroves, right? That's called still be'en. So the same thing. The Rambam says that tama umamasho means you are more than a kazayis b'toch de achilas pras, which is, I think, 1/6, and you eat a total of, you know, as you eat enough that you had a kazayis of iser, then you're lokin alav. Which is not the opinion of the Remer alliance, you'll see in a second. It's close, but not. I mean, it's not even close, it's shifting. But I want to know in the beginning of Tosfos, when he just says, after he's, in other words, within Rabbeinu Tam, when we started out, when Rabbeinu Tam reads that Gemara ben Bemino, aser v'lokin alav is the raisa the rabbanon, obviously, the raisa. Aser v'in lokin alav is the Rabbanan. So now when Tosfos says Odi Shlomar and he changes the terms, before he gets to the Remer lines, is that the same thing? Aser, Tama Veloma Masho, Aser Vein Lokan Alav, that means less than a Kesach Ben Achilas Pras, and why Ein Lokan Alav? Is that because it's the Rabbanan, or because of something that the Remer lines is going to say? I can't tell. Right? And then, Kesach Ben Achilas Pras, it's Aser Min HaTorah, and you get Malkos? So that's clear. So I don't know if Tosfos is a separate opinion than the Remer aligned, it is more or less it sounds like the sheet of the Rambam that when there's less than kazayis v'tei achilas pras, that's called tama v'loma masho and it's only also in the Rabbanan. That's why you don't get malchus. But once there is a kazayis v'tei achilas pras, then that's called tama v'loma masho and that's where tam ki'ikar is the oraisa. Maybe, As tam ke'ikur would be when you have kisayas b'tei achilas pras, but you don't have what of the iser? A rov. In other words, according to this day in Tosis, what's called tam ke'ikur? If Tosis believes that tam of olam hamashon avodah zarah is aser midrabanan at this stage, then tam ke'ikar, that's the raisa, means if you have at least a kezayis bet achilas pas, but less than a rove of issa. Okay. Now he quotes, yes, Yossi.
How did Tosos previously understand where tam ke'ikar applies? Like,
well, previous, up until now, Tosos assumed, if you could taste it, that Tosos didn't even get into the amount. Tosos, Rabbeinu Tam is assuming, if you can taste the iser, I don't care how much you have of the Issa. Rabbeinu Tam assumes it's an Issa d'Oraisa, v'lokin olav.
Weren't they attacking Rashi in the beginning?
No, so they rejected Rashi. They assume when we talk about Tam Ke'ikar d'Oraisa or Midrabanan, we assume that we're talking about real Tam, where you can actually physically taste it, not Tam Amashim. So now the problem Tosis is dealing with, what do you do with that Gemara Avodah Zarah? That says, Tama v'lo mamasho aser v'lokin olav, Tama uma mamasho aser v'lokin olav. So Rabbeinu Tam's attempt to deal with that Gemara, the initial attempt in Tosfos is, oh, that Gemara is talking about Mimimina. That produces its own problems. Now Tosfos says, no. Really, we're talking about Mimishen Omino, but there's a difference between whether you do or don't have Kezayas B'techlias Pras. Less than that threshold, Tamo V'loma Masha. That threshold or more, Tamo Uma Masha. First case, Ein Lokan Olav. Second case, Lokan Olav. Second case is obviously Asa Midaraisa. But I'm asking, in the first case, that ain't lokan Allah, because you don't yet have a kezayis with the achilas pras, is that the raisa or the rabbana at that stage in Tosfos? Yeah?
Tosfos, Tarosh in the same Tosfos, it makes it sound like the rabbana, I think. Just because of the sleeve, the previous answer. In the previous answer, he says the meaning, but you know answer. Then he says,
one second, let me, don't bias about this, let me just look quickly. No, because in the previous line he's talking about for Rabbeinu Tam when you read the Gemara that way. But now that you read the Gemara, and in that case, by the way, only, again, I repeat, only Tam Amamasho is d'oraisa, clearly for Rabbeinu Tam, and Tam Amasho is only Rabbana. Would be d'oraisa. Once have a look, okay.
Which makes it sound like,
no, that's
he
just
says exactly the express, and the next line is probably talking about the same distinction as he made the previous line.
No, when you have a kezayis bet achilas pras, of course it's the raisa, because you're lokin alav. But there you, that's if you have a kezayis. What if you don't have a kezayis bet achilas pras?
Well, that's the next line. O'Yesh.
No, it's a totally different reading. Well, O'Yesh
Lefarej. But it's a completely different reading of the Gemara, but I still think it sounds like, because of the smichut to the previous line, I think it's kind of negated.
Okay. I don't think it's Mokhok. You ever see?
Again, just because I'm wondering, according to Tosfos, Tam Ke'ikar will apply in kind of the zone between less than Rove and Shishin, or is that, are we kind of out of that?
It depends how you read the Tosfos. When Tosfos says here, Tamo v'lo mamasho, is less than Kezayis betoch ve'achilas pras, if he thinks right now that that is Dirabanan, then clearly, and he's saying Tam Ke'ikar's Doraisa against Rashi, Tam Ke'ikar means when you have at least a Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, but less than a Rove. However, according to the Rimeir lines, as we're about to see, where even Tam of Loma Masho is the Oraisa, then Tam Ke'ikar refers to less than a Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, but enough that you can taste it, let's say more than Shisha, more than a 60.
So it has to be more, but then Does Tosfos hold that Shishim is
D'oraisa? No, Tosfos thinks Shishim is just a rule of thumb for determining Tam.
So then what does he do with the Gemara?
He just
says, I think Gemara here is...
What Gemara?
Our Gemara.
What?
When we learn out from Zohar,
That what? Well, again, that's an asmach that Tosfos says.
So the
rule is really tam.
Okay, so it's just, so basically, shishim, and this is Tosfos' shita, I guess.
This is Tosfos' shita. Shishim is not a God-given number.
It's just a rule of thumb in the event that you can't
determine taste. That's correct. Okay, now let's read the Remeir line. I suspect, which of the two read, I hope you understood both the two possibilities in the beginning of Tosfos. Which do you think is correct? And I've sort of articulated why you should think that one of them is correct. I just said to you that if you read Tosfos as saying it's Tam of Aloma Masho is the Rabbanan, then it means Tam Ki Ikar is the case where you have at least a Kazayas Teachilas Pras and it's also in the Torah. Whereas if Tosfos means already to say that less than a Kazayas Teachilas Pras, Tam of Aloma Masho, in Lokan Allah, but it's also Mitaraisa, then you could explain Tam Ki Ikar is referring to that. Right? Because Tosfos, we know, Tosfos is the whole approach, Tam Ki Ikar Daraisa. So if there's something the Gemara says, a case that involves Tam, but it's only Drabanan, that's not Tam Ki Ikar. So in those two cases in Avodah Zarah, if Tam of Olam HaMasha is only Drabanan, then the Tam Ki Ikar would have to be Tam Uma Masha. However, it seems to me unlikely that that is the case. Why? Because Tama Uma Masho, you wouldn't call Tam Ki Ikar. That actually is Ikar. And not impossible. You could say it's still not, you could still stay not Ikar because you have a majority of Heter. Right? You could say that, but it's a string. It fits much better to say that Tam Ki Ikar lines up with Tamo Viloma Masho. But it's not Mokra. For the Rimura lines, it's clear. And for Rabbein Tam doesn't even care. Rabbein Tam, as we'll see, makes no difference. Whether it's Kazai Sidi Achilas Pras, he holds all of them in a Torah. So now, let's take a look at the continuation. Harimeir lines. If anybody can pronounce, by the way, you know that you know. That's not how they pronounce it.
No, it's how they transliterated it.
When they transliterated it, they put it there. You understand that the letters in a language, you know, like, what do you cut with a fork and a knife? Right, you understand that the K was once pronounced, otherwise they wouldn't have spelled it that way. In German, it's pronounced.
The last letter of French word were pronounced.
Yes. Otherwise, they never, forgetting anything in Rashi, they would never have spelled it that way if they weren't once upon a time pronounced. Then they became very snooty, and they stopped pronouncing their S's at the end, because it sounds much better. Okay, go ahead. So anyway.
I am a first. I've got the time to acre to write the
Second, afal gav the tam kikar daraisa. Nonetheless, you don't get malchus for tam. Afilu shelo b'mino. Okay, the Rabbi Yochanan savar lach Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, it's a mitzvah saseh to be machshir your kelim, so that you won't taste the tam of the iser. But it's only a mitzvah saseh that you're violating when you taste the tam of the iser. And that's what the reset, yeah.
Why would it have to be Elashiv as well, even if it was Olam? Because it applies to so many different Yisur.
I don't think that's called a lav shebechlalos. A lav shebechlalos means you have one prohibition which sort of branches off to encompass many different unrelated prohibitions, like lo sochlu al adam, right? That a Sanhedrin shouldn't eat the rest of the day after they've fasted. That you shouldn't eat before you daven. After they killed the person, not fasting before you daven is an asmach, but for sure. That you can't, the Kohanim can't eat the basar kodem, zrikas adam, or something like that. And there may be some other things. However, here, the prohibition is, don't eat any prohibited foods, don't enjoy the taste of any prohibited foods. I don't know that you call that a lav shebechlalos. What?
Well, we call
chetzi
shir, and we call the neiver lav shebechlalos, even though they're similar to this.
Well, Hatzishir is not a halav shebechlalos. Really? The whole point of, I think the whole point of, it's kol chel lebechol. It's part of the kol chel lebechol dam lo so chel. I'm not sure.
That's a famous
chakir,
but according to the sign
of chakir,
it's a lot. It's definitely
not shabbat. It can't be a lot in each lab. Some parents think that way, but I don't think it's possible. Either way, even if it weren't, it's only an asay. So, fine. However, Rabbeinu Tam Heshivlo. Hadrinu li'isurei. In popular language, they often say Hadrinu li'isurakana, meaning an exception was carved out, and now the Torah is having it revert back to its original iser. And Rabbeinu Tam is going to quote a classic example. Kidamrinan.
Kidamrinan ha'lokeach ubar parato. It's not ha'gozes ha'ubar.
So if you shear or do work with an animal, what's psule hamukdashim? What's that? Any animal that got kedushas haguf and then has a mum, and now you redeem it, or in the case of bechor, you don't even redeem it, you're not allowed to do gizan avoda. If you makdish an animal that's a bal mum, it doesn't get kedushas haguf, and when you redeem it, it's chulin gemurim. But if you makdish an animal that's tam, or a bechor that's born, it doesn't matter how it's born, and now the animal gets a mum after you makdish it, or a bechor is born with a mum, but it has kedushas haguf, same thing for maser behema, it's like a bechor, then, in the case of bechor, you don't redeem it. It's chulin. It belongs to the kohen. And in the case of other kachim, you have to redeem it to remove the isur me'ilah. But once you do, you're not allowed to do anything with that animal except to shecht it and eat it. Once you shecht it, anybody can eat it, even a goy, a tamei, and so on and so forth. But you're not allowed to do work with it. Lo savu bechor shalecha v'lo sagoz bechor tzonecha. Under any circumstances, you can't shear it. You can't use its milk. And if it dies without a proper shechita, what do you do with it? You don't feed it to your dogs. It's aser b'hanah. So what happens if you have, however, the original, read in Tosos.
Alright, so big is our bind. Yaf al dav, delo nafkalon, ela mitisbach lo giza.
Right, in other words, the Torah originally said, lo savod b'chor shalach lo sagoz b'chor tzonecha, presumably applies to tamimim. Now, when you redeemed a shor psula hamakdashim, you would have thought, or a seh psula hamakdashim, you would have thought you can do whatever you want. So the Torah says, rach b'chol avas nafshecha, and the Chazal understand that that parsha in Re, that subsection, is not dealing with chulin, it's dealing with psula hamakdashim. So they say that tizbach... Tizbach v'lo giza, v'ochalta v'lo l'klavecha, they darshan everything from there that you're not allowed to do anything but eat it. So that tizbach is an ase. So Tosus says, Rabbi Natan says, so why are you doing malchus for it? And the answer is, Elohainu taima.
Elohainu taima, mishum, da'hadre, li'suri, v'lo ta'avod, v'lo ta'avod.
Right. In other words, the Torah was matir the shor, psula mekdashim, that you could shecht it as chulin anywhere and eat it. And then it said, but you use it for X, but not for Y, and for A, and not for B. So once the Torah indicates that you can't do giza and avoda with sharp psula mekdashim, it means it falls back into its original prohibition. It means the original prohibition was never permitted by psula mekdashim, and it's a regular los haseh. So Rabbeinu Tam says the same thing here. Once we say that tam ki ikur, once we say that tam ki kedaraisa, it means that if you can taste the nevela in the meat that you're eating, what have you eaten? Nevela, and you get malchus, like eating nevela straight out. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Okay. Okay, so it means, and as there it sounds like tizbach v'lo giza is that which the giza that I prohibited to you by originally by los sagos hasanecha, that's what's being prohibited here. It sounds like it's being thrown back into the original pot. Whereas when you learn from Mishras, if that's what you learn from, it doesn't at all have anything to do with the original Isser. Okay, and so basically, that's what they do with the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Which side has an easier reading of the Gemara of Avodah Zarah? Certainly not Rabbeinu Tam. You could argue that Rimi or Lyons' reading is a reasonable, is a more than plausible reading. But Rabbeinu Tam's reading that it's talking about Mimimino is a very big stretch. Next. Does it get any better? Go ahead.
Deha, Zekamer B'Yushalmi Deorla, Perksheni, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Not Ne Tam, Ein Lo Kina Lehem, Chut Minotein Tam Dinazir.
Okay, so the Yushalmi says there's no Malkus for Tam Kikar, what we call Tam Kikar, unless it's Isurei Nazir. It's an exception. Tosa says,
Yish Lomar, the Behetim starts the Isur, I read the Hafi Ita Behedya, Beperik Be'ilu Oberin, Beperik Shloshaminin.
Okay, it's Oberin. Beperik Shloshaminin. Which is very nice, but what is Tosus doing? Well, he is, but more than that, he's assuming that, of course, the Yerushalmi agrees with the Bavli. But the Yerushalmi doesn't say, head that it's Dafli, so the Yerushalmi says that no St. Toms are not Lokan Alayim except for Yisurei Nazir. Okay.
Amar of Abahu, Amar of Yochanan.
Quote, go ahead. Kol Yisurein.
Kol Yisurein Shekatora, Ein Hetim Yitzdarf Le'eser, Chutz Yisurei Nazir. Pekari Leib Yerushalmi no St. Tom.
Okay, so that's the end of that piece. Again, if Alex were here, I would say add another point to the Rashi column. Okay. Go ahead.
Deem Tomar, Im Ta'am Ke'ikr De'oraita, My Parech Beperek Elu Obrin Ubeperek Shoshimin Gabe Shtei Kupot Achat Shal Chulin Achat Shal Truma Lifnehen Shtei Se'in V'chulei Uparef Minei V'i Amar Kazayit Gustei Achilat Kras De'oraita Amaya Rinan Shani Omer
Yeah, the Gemara could have asked the question there, instead of trying to prove, again, the case of the kupos is where you have a sav chulin and a sav truma, and it falls into a big pot of chulin and a big pot of truma, one into one. But we don't know which fell into the other. So what does the Gemara say that we can say, Shani Omer, we can engage in what I would term wishful thinking, and since we wish that the chulin had fallen to the chulin and the truma to the truma, that's what we assume happened. So the Gemara says that kizayis betoch de'achilas prasas de'araisa, how can you engage in wishful thinking? So Tosa says even if kizayis betoch de'achilas prasas weren't de'araisa, nonetheless, tam ki'ikar is de'araisa, why did the Gemara ask that kasha? So Tosa answers,
Yishomar dehatam ayri b'mina, v'chein mashma sofa arev, demokila resh lakish,
okay, so that's not an implausible reading of the Gemara. It's dealing with Mimimino, and by Mimimino there's nothing to talk about a Tam Ki Iker. Okay.
V'im Tomar, V'i Mimino, Kivan de Rabu, Batle de Huberuba, Afilu Ika Kizai, Bifteh Lat Pras. V'yesh Lomar, Mikom Makom, Pari.
So then the Benirias Tos answers make no sense. Why? What's the relevant? If we're talking about Mimimino, and we know by Mimimino that it's Batel Rubo, the Rubo, what Shaykh Kazayish Bateachi Las Pras by Mimimino. So Tosa says,
Yesh Lomar, Mikol Makom Parit, Di'i Kazayit Bateachi Las Pras, the Raita, Yesh Lanu Lahachmir Af Mimino.
Ah, so then we should have been Machmir there. But less Lan Lameimar,
Shani Omer, Kivan Deloki Bishaino Mino.
Since by Enomino, if you were to be Lok on it, you would be Lok on a Kazayish Las Pras if it were the Raisa. So by Mino, we should have been machmir not to allow it to be misbatel. Okay.
Umihu, kasha de sugya de elu overin, u de parik shosha minin, aliba de Rabbi Yochanan mokila de ha'arel, afaga.
All right, let's leave off the last, we can leave off the last question. Okay. So when all is said and done, this is the shita of the Bali HaTosos, the Tam Ki Ikar is the Raisa. The Remeir Lyons claims, he doesn't state this explicitly, but the way it's usually understood, is that if there's less than a kezayis b'teachilas pras, it's aser min haTorah. But you don't get malchus. If there's more than a kezayis b'tocha de'achilas pras, you do get malchus, and even if you only eat a kezayis of the tarovas. And Rabbeinu Tam understands that regardless of whether there is or isn't kezayis betocha de'achilas pras, you are still loket when you eat a kezayis if you are able to taste the iser. Okay, so let's, Alex.
Why would the Remeir Lyons say that you'd ever get makos?
Why?
I mean, given his position.
Tama umamosha. It's no longer tam ki'ikar. That's the whole point. He doesn't have a law for Tam Ke'ikar, but he's got a law for Mamashar Shalisar, and Kizayis B'Tarach Chilas Pras is Midaraisa. So, Shitas Rashi, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, Shita of the Ri, I spelled that right, and then we'll give you the Shita of the Rambam as well, which we haven't seen inside, but it seems to be, should be well known. Rashi says, oh, let's talk about this. Okay, Tam. There are multiple ways of going about this, but I'm going to talk about Tam. Pachos Michidei Achilas Pras. All right, then I guess Tam. And Kizayis B'toch Kedei Achilas Pras. Okay. So Rashi says that this, what's the din here? What does Rashi hold there?
That's like
Jeroboam. These are all Mishen Amino, guys. That's why I say there's Tam here.
That's impossible.
So I think the following in our sugya, but what you do with Rashi and Avodah Zarah, I'm not sure. It goes like this. If Hisiru HaIsser, it's Midrabanan.
Wait, then it's not.
Here, I want to go a step further. Rove. What's that?
How is it Kizayis B'Feachilas Pras? Kizayis B'Feachilas Pras assumes the issues.
It means when it fell in. It was Kizayis. I want to go to the
so
case.
Why then it's Kizayis B'Theachilas Pras, right? According to the Bali, I'm supposed to introduce that terminology, right?
No, well, they introduced it into the sugya.
Right. So that's only relevant.
In fact, actually, I would say the same thing might be true here also, the way I read Rashi. Hey, Siru HaIsser. Okay, Midrabanan. Alohi Siru. Running out of space. Alohi Siru. And Shishim.
But if we're talking about Pachos, if we're talking about Pachos or Yoser Mikizayis Mechdechelas Pras, then that implies that the Yoser is still there, no?
I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. According to Rashi, the Tam Kikish the Rabbanan, Kismidaraisa Baruba Bakwe. What does that mean? Does that mean that the Mamasha Shel Isser is still there? And if it's a robe, then it's Asumina Torah? But if it's not, if it's not a majar, if it's less than half, the robe is Batel? Is that really what it means? What does it mean according to Rashi, which is I think Rashi means in our Sugya, that if you have a rove of Isser, if you have a rove of Isser that falls into Heder, and now it flavors it, but you pull out the Isser, so physically there's almost no mamashus left, I think Rashi holds it's Asa Minat
Torah. That's an entirely different case than
so the point is that according to Rashi, if you don't remove the Isser, according to Rashi, what do you require in Minat Torah?
If you don't remove the Isser,
yeah.
Then Minat Torah,
Shishim. Correct. So what I'm saying is, if a Kizayis B'toch Te'achilas Pras falls in.
Right, I just don't understand what we mean by Hesiru HaIsser.
If you remove the Gufa Isser for Rashi, it's only Asr Midrabanan. Okay? Otherwise, Lo Hesiru, of course it's Asr Minatorah because you don't have Shishim. Right? Rashi doesn't talk about that case. If you have a robe that falls in according to Rashi,
Asr
Minatorah. Right? And it's Asr. Even though Afal Pishri Siru HaIsser. That's where Rashi would presumably say, assuming, of course, Asur B'Tam. Right? And you have Tam and Rov. Even though you remove the Isser, it's Asur. Okay, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the din? If Tam, Pachos Mekdeach, Tam, even though you don't have Kizayis B'Toch, Yilas Pras.
All right, Minatora and Malchus. Okay, and if there's time and you have Kazaias with it, and the sheer eating obviously is Kazaias Sahakol. Okay, Kazaias Tarobes. I guess that's the same thing. Okay, according to Rabbi Natan, if you have time.
Kulshikin.
Right, I'll call it Kulshikin. I'm just going to call it Kulshikin. And what about this? What about this case? Quindraven Tom? We have a rove. Tom, and you had a rove. Call Kulshikin. We'll just call it call Kulshikin, even though there's an expression. Okay. No. What are we going to call it? No. You got it. Okay. Okay. I wonder what the in-between generation is. It's Ben Benosho Kavachomer. What was the father? It's supposed to be the grandfather and the grandson. Okay, anyway. The Rimer lines. Okay, what does he hold? Tom, with his pachas mikazach to the Achilles Pras, what does he hold? Midaraisa midarabanum. Midaraisa. Okay, and what about Malchus? Eno loka. Okay. Kizayis. Betocha de Achilles Pras. Okay, it's Minatora and Loka, and how much do you have to eat? Kazayas Minatarobes. He doesn't say that explicitly, but that is what's assumed. And what about Tom and Rov? It's a Kulshikin. Okay. Next, the Rambam Shita is the following. You'll see it in the Beis Yosef, but this is Midrabanan. There is some dispute over the Rambam's position. The majority understand the Rambam holds Tam Kikas Drabanan. I thought it's pretty clear in the Mishneh Torah. There also happens to be a tshuva of the Rambam in the Peyar Hadar edition. I think it's Simon Samach Vav. It's quoted in the, I don't remember if it's quoted in the Pische Tshuva or it's quoted in one of the tshuvas that the Pische Tshuva quotes, where again, he seems to say, Midaraisa, strange enough, it's Batal Barov. And they all want to read the tshuvas talking about Mimbishen Omino. Now, I have a problem with that, because if that's the case, nobody points out that if you only have a rove, then you might have a Kazayas Betech Techilas Pras. So anyway, I'm going to put that issue aside a little bit. This he holds as the Rabbanan. This the Rambam holds, Kazayas Betech Techilas Pras, and you can taste it. Then what's the din? It's Minatora. Okay, Lokin al Kazayas Min HaIsser. Actually, I want to go back here a second. If you have Tom and a rove, but what did you have to do here, by the way? You have to remove the Isser, because otherwise we wouldn't be discussing it. I disagree with the Kulshikin, Danny, whoever said it. The Rimir Alliance insists on some level that you have a mashal shel isur there when you're eating it. So he would probably hold that as Aser Min HaTorah, okay? And Eino Loka is my guess. Why? Because you remove the isur.
That's in the Rimir Alliance?
What's that?
That's in the Rimir Alliance or Rabbi Natan?
Rimir Alliance. Now Rabbi Natan, of course, holds. Rabbi Natan is a Kalvachomer, Ben Menosho Kalvachomer. Because Rabbi Natan doesn't care whether you have a mashal shel isur. Rabbi Natan believes that even as long as you have flavor, that's enough. Even if there's a tiny amount of Isser physically still present in the thing, or ever present in the thing. And the Rambam here, I presume, also would hold that, what would the Rambam hold if you remove the Isser? He certainly holds you can't get Malchus. Why not? How do you know the Rambam holds that you wouldn't get Malchus in this case? If you had a majority of Isser, which you then pulled out, and it flavored the head there?
You can't eat it
because I said the Isser, if you removed all the Isser. So the Rambam would certainly hold that this is going to be Midrabanan. Yes?
What if you had Pachot Mikzayit Deachilas Pras, but you later find out, you like later test the food, let's say, and find out there's none of the Isser, you make Mikzayit of the Isser.
What? You find out?
Let's say you have, I don't know, Kazayis of some kind of the Vela that falls in. Let's say pygmy, make it easier. Kazayis of pygmy falls into your chunk. And you eat half of the small chunk, you eat half of it. And it was the Kazayis of the Pras would be the full chunk. You know, it's exactly the problem half the chomp without the full chomp. Then you test the remaining bit of the chomp and find there's no pig meat at all. Meaning you found out you had eaten a kazai pustea filet prat, even though there wasn't a kazai pustea filet prat in the mission.
So you're raising an issue I don't want to touch right now, which is when it's the end, it hasn't been ground up.
Let's say you ground it up first, it just happened to be, and then meaning it didn't spread very well, because you ate it pretty soon after.
I don't know. Morning? Somebody, can I clarify something on that?
The first column
is when you don't have six shishim, but you have let's say shisha, but you don't have shishim. In other words, there's less than a kazayis of isur b'chtei achilas pras of the heter, but there's more than 1/60. You see?
I think if I remember right, it was just kazayis b'chtei achilas pras. That's a ratio, or that
It theoretically is a ratio. If a pras is 3 beitzim, the Rambam says, Rashi I think says 4, and a beitz is 2 kazesim, so it's 1/6 or 1/8.
It's 1/6, if you have
one, in other words, for the Rambam, let's say you have 1 kazayis of iser for every 5 kazesim of heter, meaning it's 1/6 of the total. The Rambam would say, when you eat 6 kazesim, you're loka. If you had 1/8 for the Rambam, you know, then you're never loka. Because you can never have a kazayis of the iser betocha de achilas pras. Because you can't eat a pras faster than kedei achilas pras. I mean, in theory you could, but it depends how you eat it. But yeah, maybe you can't actually. Okay? A pras is either 3 or 4 beitzim. It's machlokas Rashi in the Rambam. Okay. So bottom line, there's just a machlokas harishonim with the tam kikers deraisa derabanan. And if it's derabanan, according to the Rambam, it only is called tam kikar. Let me ask you a question. Where did the Rambam get the idea that when you have kezayis betocha de'achilas pras, and then it's already potentially asur min haTorah, if you eat enough, you can get malchus? Where's Rambam? Rashi, in theory, might hold tam ki'ikar as drabanan across the board until you get to a rov. Where does the Rambam get his idea from, that there's a distinction between kezayis betocha de'achilas pras and less than that? You can taste it either way. Where does he come up with that distinction? From the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Tamo velo mamasho. The Rambam understands the meaning of mamash is kezayis b'tei achilas pras. If you have less than that, asur midrabanan vein lokin alam. If you have kezayis petocha tei achilas pras, the Rambam says that's called tamo mamasho. It's not because of tam ki'ikar. If tam ki'ikar were in play here and that were asur min haTorah, how much would you need to eat to get malchus? One kezayis of the tarobes. But the Rambam believes, no, tam ki'ikar is drabanan. But you still, because there's less than a kezayis, there's more than a kezayis betoch achilas pras, the mamasho shel iser is still kayam, and if you eat a kezayis of the iser now, you're chayim. Whereas if there were less than a kezayis betoch achilas pras, the Rambam says, that means that the mamashos of the iser is batel, it's gone. So no matter how much you eat, you can never be chayim. Even if you could somehow eat more than a pras, betoch achilas pras, you could eat 2 prases, betoch achilas pras, it wouldn't matter for the Rambam because the iser is batel. That's called tamo velo mamasho, right? The Rashi never articulates his position in this context about kezayis betoch de'achilas pras. But the two positions, obviously, the strained position in the Gemara Avodah Zarah is Rabbeinu Tam. Both the Rambam and the Rimeir Alliance, who come to very different conclusions, both offer very reasonable readings of the Gemara Avodah Zarah. Are there any questions? Well, it means you remove the Isser. If there are a robe of Isser and you haven't removed it, then not even a discussion. Nobody's going to talk about anything. You're eating Isser. The Shaila now becomes is the Heter, Batel, and Isser or not whether it's Isser. But that's why I added that little tonight there. So if somebody wishes to take a picture of the board, they can, when I move away, and you can use it as a Hazara tool if you wish. Anyway, the next step we have, I think I'm not going to read the Ramban on the Makoros. or the Rashba for that matter. Did you read it already? If you have questions and say you can ask me tomorrow. I just think we've already beaten this to death. The Ramban is relevant in many ways to the reading of Rashi and the Gemara, and I think more that most of the concepts of the Ramban we've hit upon already. The Rashba I was really interested in primarily for one part there. I think I underlined that portion, which was this case that's going to be quoted by the Shulchan Aruch about min lemino usheino mino, and the Rashba's chiddush there. And then the small font in the Rashba, which I put in brackets, is even more interesting, but not something I was going to read, but because it's right there, I gave it to you, which is the question of whether Sveika Daraisa Lachumra is Midaraisa or Midarabbanan, a famous Lachlokas, the Rashba and the Rambam, which provides, I will just tell you, give me a minute, since we still have a minute. One of my favorite examples of having, this case, it's not even Girsa as much as having the text in front of you can prevent Lambas. If I'm not mistaken, in the first, the Rambam says that Sveika Daraisa Minat Torah is Lakula, with exceptions. Posthumous, the exceptions are the cases where you bring the Rasham Talum. That's a sugya in its own right. I don't want to explain right now. So they ask Akash on the Rambam. The Gemara in the fourth parak of Kiddushin has a drasha that a Suffolk mamzer is allowed to marry into the Kahal. So the Akash they all ask on the Rambam is, why do you need a pasuk to tell you that a Sveika Daraisa Minat Torah is Lakula? Why do you need a pasuk? So if you look in this first page of the Shev Shmaitza, so he quotes a number of answers on this. Among my favorite is, it teaches you that a Suffolk mamzer can be married to can have two wives, a Bas Yisrael Kshera, and a mamzeres at the same time. Right? Whereas, Mimanu Shach, one of them should be also. The answer is, it's Xeris HaKasav, that even when there's a Tarek to the Sasri, so you can, so it's about them. And they're all a bunch of brilliant Pilpulish answers, and they're all, unfortunately, not what the Rambam meant. How do we know this? Now, this is the interesting part. I don't know if the Shev Shmaitza or the people's quoting had the Rashba's Torah Sabayis or the Rashba's Chidushim and the fourth parak of Chidushim, but they in both places, I think he says it here. I know he says it beferish in the Chidushim in the fourth parak of Chidushim. The Rambam was asked this question, and the Rambam's answer was, that's the Makor that's speaking the Raisa Lakula. It's a binyanav for Mamza. The Rashba disagrees. He thinks it's wrong. But what makes it even more interesting, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Shev Shmaitza quotes the beginning of that Rashba, but seems not to have had the end of the Rashba. Now, of course, once you get the Rambam's Teret, all the other answers fall away, because the Rambam said, you could agree or disagree with the Rambam. The Rashba disagrees. But what the Rambam held is unequivocally clear. So anyway, so that's the, what's that? If you wish to avenge your ethnic honor, you may do so after Shira. I'll hold them down, okay? Yeah, he knows the Rechaim joke. I'm sure he knows the Rechaim joke. So anyway, so that's what that last part of the Rashba is about. So therefore, your instructions, which are the following. I'd like you to go through the Beis Yosef, who I think is going to misattribute the Shita of the Rimei lines to Rabbeinu Tam, but it's not really Rabbeinu Tam Shita. I'd like you to, you should read through the entire Beis Yosef on Os Beis. And then I also send you which shachs which we discussed already you should be aware of, and that's what we will do tomorrow and maybe going to the beginning of next week, and then we will move on to the next sugya. Okay, but shomrein b'toch levavecha. This is a very very important sugya.
Did you? Rav Chaim.